Thank you and welcome to the Telpizza Q1 Fiscal 20 Results Presentation. This call was recorded on May 20th, 2020. My name is José Luis Renedo, the CFO of Telpizza, and I will be speaking on behalf of the company today. Before we begin, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that certain information provided during this presentation contains projections or other forward-looking statements on Telpizza Group S.A. future performance. As you know, by their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to numerous assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. During the call, we will be referencing the company's Q1 Fiscal 20 financial results and the investor presentation, which has been posted at the investor section of our website. In page four, you can find some highlights and main KPIs for the group that I think are probably already well known by you, so I will begin directly in page five of the presentation. In Q1 Fiscal 20, Telpizza generated chain sales of 291 million, a circa 6% reduction compared to the same period last year, while group revenues increased slightly by 1% to 96 million. While Q1 started positively, Telpizza's operations began to experience the sudden negative impacts of COVID-19 during the second half of March 2020. As a result, adjusted EBITDA for the period dropped to 4 million, a circa 80% reduction year-on-year. The results of the company in April and May have continued to be severely impacted by COVID-19 despite the mitigating measures taken by the management, and our liquidity position is still under substantial pressure. Unfortunately, the negative effects of COVID have also aggravated some structural issues with our business model. In particular, the overall targets of the Yum Alliance need to be updated as a consequence of COVID and the related adverse macroeconomic environment. Although short-term future remains still uncertain for the year, we expect to finish Fiscal 20 with EBITDA in the range of 17 million-24 million positive and a negative cash flow available for debt service of between 14 million-22 million. We still remain absolutely confident about the medium and long-term potential of the business. However, the Telpizza Group might likely require up to 95 million-150 million euros of additional liquidity before debt service to deliver a turnaround plan and maintain liquidity, including under the RCF, which is currently fully drawn, aimed to correct all our structural issues. We will look to fund these needs through, one, external money, and second, available cash and financing lines. In this context, we have engaged financial and legal advisors to help us to review a range of strategic alternatives focused on improving the company's capital structure and liquidity position, and we are also in discussions with the Spanish Commercial Bank for state guarantee financing of up to 20 million. Let me now turn to page six, where we provide an update in regards of the company's Q1 Fiscal 20 result, as well as preliminary results for April and May 2020. Starting with the store network, the total number at the end of Q1 Fiscal 20 reached 2,381 stores. This is 47 units more than one year ago. The movements between owned and franchised stores are mostly explained by the acquisitions made in Chile and Mexico, this last one in January 2020. As you can see, chain sales were adversely impacted from the closures of a store in March due to COVID-19, while group revenue were flat during the period on a year-on-year basis. The negative impact of COVID-19 was largely isolated to the final 2 weeks of the quarter and has had a substantially greater impact on the company in April and May. As mentioned before, EBITDA declined by circa 80% to 4 million in the quarter as a consequence of this sudden sales drop due to the confinement measures issued in all countries and the impossibility to adjust our cost structure on the spot. Adjusted EBITDA is also expected to be negative by 0.8 million in April and between 0.4 million and 0.6 million in May. In respect of net debt, our position increased versus year-end as we fully drew down our 45 million revolving credit facility to safeguard liquidity, and we ended the quarter with a cash balance of approximately 83 million. Based on preliminary figures, we also expect cash balance to materially fall to somewhere between 50 million and 55 million by the end of May. Moving on to page eight, here we have outlined the impact COVID-19 has had on our key operating regions in March and April. On a year-over-year basis, as you would expect, we have seen significant declines in total system sales and a large number of store closures. In EMEA, Spain and Portugal have been negatively impacted as a result of the strict government measures introduced in response to COVID-19, with PH stores comparatively more affected than the Telepizza ones due to the lower portion of delivery and the larger presence in shopping malls, especially in Portugal. Overall, our LATAM operations have experienced a greater negative growth impact from COVID-19 because the country within this region has adopted more strict lockdown measures, including temporary curfews in Chile and Ecuador, but also because our operations rely more heavily on dine-in sales relative to our EMEA operations. However, we see substantial variations with countries like Mexico, with very limited sales impact, -5% in April. Meanwhile, on the other extreme, Chile has suffered a drop of 75% compared to April 19. If you now turn to page 9, I will outline the measures taken by the company in response to COVID-19. Firstly, as you can imagine, our number one priority has been to protect all our customers and employees, implementing robust measures to ensure the health and safety of all our key stakeholders, including a contactless protocol for delivery, redesigning store kitchens layout to keep social distance, and providing protective equipment, gloves, and masks to all employees at the stores and factories. Once this was ensured, we have then concentrated on shifting our business model to a delivery-only model in many of our key markets, taking advantage of the consideration of food delivery as an essential activity during COVID-19. Unfortunately, despite the good results and the growing sales in our delivery activity, this was not enough to offset our loss of dine-in sales, particularly in LATAM. The company has also introduced several initiatives to reduce and adapt our cost base to this new environment, meanwhile preserving liquidity. In this sense, we have temporarily reduced headcount and working hours, including significant temporary layoffs in Spain and other countries. We have opened discussions with our landlords to obtain full or partial waiver on April and May rents, as well as payment delays during COVID-19, and we still continue to discuss potential rent decreases for the remainder of fiscal 2020 and going forward. Also, we have fully drew down our RCF and put in place additional reverse factoring facilities to increase our capability to postpone operational payments to key suppliers. Anyhow, and despite all these efforts, we remain concentrated and focused on our near-term liquidity, given the ongoing market dislocation and its potential consequences for Telepizza. On slide 11, I think it's important to highlight that system sales and revenues were trending positively before the negative impact of COVID-19. While year-to-date February 20, system sales and revenues were growing 6.1% and 5.5% year-on-year respectively, however, the impact of COVID during the last 2 weeks of March was significant enough to cause Q1 system sales to fall by 6% for the full quarter on a year-over-year basis, and revenues to stay flat during the period. In slide 12, we show the company's top-line performance by region. As you can see, COVID-19 is having a larger impact on our LATAM operations relative to those in EMEA during Q1. As already mentioned, LATAM has faced stricter quarantine measures and generates a greater portion of revenues through dine-in sales. Moreover, some countries in the region were also completely shut down, mostly in Central America and Caribbean. These factors resulted in a 30% decline on a constant currency basis to LATAM system sales versus a more modest 5.2% decline in EMEA over the same period. Moving now to page 13, here you can see the sustained expansion of our store network, which at the end of Q1 2020 amounted to 2,381 outlets. Over the last 12-month period ending March 2020, we have successfully opened 110 new stores with a net increase of 47 outlets to our master franchisee perimeter, as well as has transitioned 85 Telepizza stores to the Pizza Hut brand. This was a substantial achievement which we were looking forward to improving upon in the coming months. However, this positive trend has been substantially disrupted as a result of the COVID-19, and in May we have seen our store count decrease by 7 units, a decline that we expect will continue in the next months. Page 14 outlines the key factor that has negatively impacted the company's Q1 fiscal 20 adjusted EBITDA. As shown in the EBITDA bridge in this slide, the $14.3 million decrease in Q1 is primarily the result of the negative effect of COVID-19 on sales in March and, to a lesser extent, the impact from the social unrest experienced in the Chilean market, which started in Q4 2019 and has continued also during January and February 2020. But also, it is affected by the significant learning investment made in the Pizza Hut brand during the period, which we still believe will translate into positive operating performance in the hopefully near post-COVID-19 future. The next page shows our income statement summary for Q1 as well as April's figures. Starting with the revenue figures, it is important to highlight that although showing similar overall numbers, $96.4 million in the quarter plus 1.2% increase, its breakdown shows a relevant change in our revenue mix versus prior year, with revenues from owned stores growing close to 23%, a result of the growth in terms of unit in Chile and Mexico. Meanwhile, revenues from supply chain and royalty decreases by 14%. As previously noted, the company generated $4 million of adjusted EBITDA during Q1 fiscal 20, which represent a circa 80% decline on a year-over-year basis. For April 20, we expect our adjusted EBITDA to be negative in $0.8 million, reflecting a full month impact of COVID on our business, but also the result from the actions deployed to adjust our operations to this new environment. If you now turn to page 16, you will see Q1 fiscal 20 capital expenditure. As initially planned, we continue to invest heavily in the business during this period, being the main investment in relation with our acquisition of a 75% stake in the PH business in Mexico for an amount of $4.5 million, but also a $1.2 million year-over-year increase to maintenance CapEx, as we had a greater number of owned stores in the period relative to the prior year. In April, we have prudently reduced our CapEx to a minimum level in response to COVID-19, and we expect to maintain this at least until we have better visibility on the impact of COVID-19 has had and may continue to have on the company. In the next page, we show our summarized year-to-date cash flow statement as well as our preliminary cash flow for April 20. As you can see, in Q1 20, and given the uncertainty on the COVID impacts, we have prioritized preserving our liquidity and took key steps in this regard. Firstly, holding payment of non-essential expenses on rents and agreeing extended payment terms with key suppliers to create a positive net working capital to build cash. And secondly, fully drawing our RCF and availing our reverse factoring lines for an additional $46.5 million on cash flow from financing. As a result, we have closed the quarter with $83 million on cash. However, the negative impact of COVID-19 is clearly evident in our April 20 preliminary results, as cash flow available for debt service is expected to be negative by 9.6 million euros on a year-to-date basis. Moving on to the next slide, Telepizza net leverage increases from 4.3 times at the end of last year to 5.7 at the end of this quarter. The period-over-period increase to net leverage largely reflects the impact of the global last 12-month EBITDA as consequence of this quarter result, but also the new financial structure arising from the change of ownership occurred last year. I would like to emphasize that although we reported a relatively strong cash balance of $83 million at the end of the quarter, we expect it to fall between $50 million-$55 million by the end of May 20. Again, largely due to the impact that COVID has had on revenues and costs. Next, I would like to turn to page 20 to share with you some trends we are currently seeing in the market that we think might be relevant for the business. Before COVID-19, the company was set to benefit from several positive trends for food delivery, as the incremental digital penetration, the gradual urbanization of the population in our key geographies, as well as the improving demographics in LATAM, and the continued growth of the middle class, resulting in a higher disposable income and a change in the consumer habits. Although there is a substantial near and medium-term uncertainty due to COVID-19, we expect that these beneficial trends will continue over the long term, But also, there is a potential that COVID-19 might result in a further sustained impulse for food delivery, and we need to ensure that the company's capabilities are ready to capitalize on it. Page 21 outlines some of the main operating issues that COVID-19 has magnified and that I mentioned at the start of this presentation. Clearly, COVID-19 and the expected adverse macroeconomic conditions will make more challenging meeting the expansion target agreed in our alliance with Yum, as well as will delay the payback for the startup investment already executed so far. In our view, a set of potential changes to the contractual framework is necessary to reinstate the economic balance of the alliance. And in this sense, we have initiated conversation with Yum in order to try to reach a mutually satisfactory redefinition of our agreement. Also, restrictions on mobility have emphasized the need to improve our delivery capability and to optimize our store network, improving our safety and sanitary standards to ensure a safe landing experience to our customers. In this sense, we are quickly adapting our offering such that it appeals to a more value-focused consumer in parallel with accelerating digital transformation at Telepizza. We need to continue with the satisfactory integration of our PH operations in LATAM, which has been negatively impacted by COVID-19 and the social unrest in Chile. And lastly, we have begun an extensive operational review of all discretionary and non-discretionary spending across the group to become even more efficient. Overall, the company is working diligently to respond to the impact of COVID-19 and to adapt our business model accordingly. We are absolutely confident that provided we receive the capital required to execute these initiatives, our brands will remain strong and Telepizza will emerge from this near-term crisis as a stronger company. On page 23, we are providing some preliminary guidance on the potential impact COVID might have on the company's fiscal 20 and fiscal 21 operationals and financial outlook, as well as its potential liquidity position, assuming that there is no second wave of the pandemic. In this sense, we expect that fiscal 20 adjusted EBITDA and cash flow available for debt service will be in the range of 17 to 24 million and a negative 14 to negative 22 million respectively. This material EBITDA decrease and the forecasted cash burn is also expected to translate into net leverage of 16 to 22 times last 12-month adjusted EBITDA. However, because of the ever-changing operating landscape, a precise guidance for fiscal 21 is still very challenging. We expect that our net new units growth in 21 might be limited. Store economics are expected to be relatively in line with fiscal 19. Central costs might be reduced by 10 to 15%, and CapEx and one-off might also require between 60 to 70 million cash. After considering the potential impact of COVID-19 and the structural changes in our business model, we believe that the company might require between 95 to 115 million of incremental liquidity before debt service to effectively deliver our turnaround plan and maintain adequate liquidity, including under the SCF, which is currently fully drawn. Cash need will be funded through external new money and available cash and financing lines. With that said, I would like to emphasize that the operating environment is changing daily. As a result, the guidance that we have provided today is based on our current understanding of the market, and it is likely subject to revisions as market dynamics evolve. In particular, we are not assuming any second COVID wave in our forecast. As I have already explained, we fundamentally believe in Telepizza's business model and have worked on an operational turnaround plan, which we are confident can address the current crisis. However, this requires significant incremental liquidity to be executed, as well as a sustainable capital structure for the business. To that end, we have engaged Kirkland and Ellis and Julian Lockie as legal and financial advisors to help us explore all available options to improve our liquidity and capital structure. We will look to secure the support from shareholders and bondholders as part of this process. I would personally like to thank you all for listening to this earnings presentation. If you have any outstanding questions, please do not hesitate to contact us, and our investor relations team is prepared to respond. From all of us at Telepizza, have a nice day and stay safe. Thank you.